The other big news yesterday was Caitlyn Jenner, who is Bruce Jenner now in his lady form.
Right.
So he has boobs now.
Yes.
When did that happen?
I don't know, because he had the little boobies that people saw. And they were like, oh, look, he's got little boobies, and he got his Adam's apple shaved down, supposedly, and all that type of stuff. But now it looks like he actually has implants.
Oh, he's got a fine set of of bees.
Right.
He's got a bee cup.
Well, that's what the with just the estrogen or whatever, it looked like he had a little bit. But this looks like maybe surgery.
Oh, yeah.
So if he has those done.
It's she.
Sorry. Is the ween gone?
No.
Because
I don't
in the
think
photo,
so.
You can't, unless it's placed in other areas, you can't see it.
It talked very well, I would assume. And I don't think that's happened yet.
Also, don't forget, they can airbrush all that stuff.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure he didn't look nearly as sexy as he does on the cover there. Who does he look like?
He looks like Jessica Lange.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
As soon as I saw it, like before I saw people saying that he looked like Jessica, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that looks like Jessica Lange. And they actually said to Jessica Lange, hey, everybody's saying that Caitlyn Jenner looks like you. And she goes, oh, well, I'll have to see those pictures. Didn't say like,
damn it.
But that's what happens when you have plastic surgery. You are now looking like other people who have plastic surgery, because Jessica Lange's had plastic surgery and Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner has had plastic surgery.
I think I would rather bang Bruce Jenner now than Kris Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to be
I saw a meme that had that. It was like a mean look from Kris Jenner, and then it had Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce. And it said, the look whenever your ex-husband looks better than you do.
Caitlyn looks, it's weird. Like, her upper body, it looks just like a female's.
No, is it the Catholic?
But it's like that, like the collarbones and everything. It looks like that of a female and not of a male.
I don't know.
I don't know if they photoshopped that, but
no.
It looks
go to that other picture, Joe. The one that shows her, the one from the cover. When you look at the one up close, look at those manly shoulders. I mean, look how much Photoshop is done there to make that look somewhat attractive. I mean, that's a man's shoulder right now.
You know what it looks to me? It looks like somebody that's on TV that is playing a woman for like a Halloween show or doing something, whatever, that they did a really good job on the hair and makeup, but you can still tell that it's a man.
I can't see a man in there. I see a woman.
Pete sent that to me yesterday while I was in the meeting, and he just sent me the picture, and he goes, would you? And I went, well, obviously, I know I'm getting set up here, so no.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was a woman, yes, I would definitely bang it.
Such soft features.
I would definitely bang it.
Yeah.
How sensitive am I? No, I don't. Look, I'm going to go back to good for him, her. He's happy now. He must have been miserable if he's doing that now at this point in his life, at this age. And
right.
He could have done it while his fame had dwindled so that he could do it secretly and come back, but.
Well, the one thing she said was that if she died on her deathbed, her last thought would have been, I wasted my entire life. And that's true, because she was living as somebody else her entire life. I thought this was a publicity stunt like everybody else did from day one.
Oh, I never thought it was a publicity stunt at all.
I thought this was all about publicity, that she would never go, or he would never go through with the transition to she. But now that she's there, she's not bad looking. It's obviously not a publicity stunt. This is all about being comfortable.
Did I read yesterday that they're going to give her the Arthur Ashe Award?
Oh, really? No, I didn't see that.
That was a big yawn. Sorry, it crept up on me. The Arthur Ashe Award at the ESPN Awards, which is what? Right after the Super Bowl?
You are correct. He will, or she will make her first public appearance at July 15th ESPN ESPYs.
Oh, it's coming up now. I thought that it was in the beginning of the year.
No, and where she will be awarded the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Oh, man. But it's so funny how everybody now has to come forward and go, That's courageous. I'm proud. Everybody's afraid to go, this is so goddamn weird.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
100%, I'm telling you right now, I am predicting the future. 100% standing ovation.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And there will be at least one athlete that doesn't stand, and then everybody will go bananas.
I think he stands.
How dare you?
I think he stands, but he's hesitant. And then you'll catch them looking at each other and laughing or something.
Yeah.
That's going
to
get it. And
then, there'll be something, and then there'll be tweets that'll be like, oh, we have to stand for this, blah, blah, blah. America, you know, something. Whatever. There'll be somebody who gets a fine from the NFL or NBA or wherever because they didn't stand for Caitlyn Jenner.
Did you see that half of the Jenner kids are not going to be participating in the reality show focusing on Caitlyn's transition?
I don't think that there needs to be a reality show. I think if this is legit and this is how you feel, and you were unhappy, and now you have some happiness, go live your life and be happy. Now you're turning it into a circus act.
But you know that producers were like, we got to get this. So let's say it'll help other people.
It's a docuseries, not a reality show.
And the rumor is that the full transition, the flip, snip, rub it down, will happen on that.
Let's call it what it is. A splice, a cut down the middle, and then an inversion is what it is. Yeah, I mean, let's not make it like it's an easy process. They slice it down the middle in half, and then they tuck it in and they pull it back from the other side.
Okay. Wowzer.
Yeah, maybe you should explain that before you do it, and then go, I'm out. Maybe being a man ain't so bad.
Did you see the Nickelodeon star that's under fire for tweeting about Caitlyn?
No, who was it?
You want to take a guess? Do you know? I don't know if you know many Disney.
Oh, I know. I know every Nickelodeon and every Disney star. If you tell me the TV show, I'll tell you who it was. Guy or girl?
Guy from Drake and Josh. That pretty much narrows it down.
It's Drake.
Drake.
Yeah.
Drake Bell tweeted yesterday, sorry, still calling you Bruce, and then deleted the tweets minutes later. Everybody already grabbed it, screen grabbed
it. What was he saying? Sorry, because I keep calling him Bruce. I keep calling him him.
I think it was sorry, still going to call you Bruce. Even though you're a lady, I'm still going to call you Bruce.
Kind of like Prince. Whatever Prince changed his name to the symbol, still called
him. I don't think that's so bad for Drake. I did read something that he had put something up and taken something down.
I can't help but think not only, like, if my dad went through something like this, not only would he be going from a man to a woman, but now I have to deal with him going from man to a hot woman that all my friends are going to be talking about, being like, hey, dad's not so bad.
I'm going to throw my bone to your dad. That's what you're
like, oh, God, that's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Insult to injury, dad.
I couldn't even imagine.
Right? Like, if my father was like, lost 200-something pounds, got a nice rack on
him. Why you calling my dad fat?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying if he wanted, you know, to, I don't know. I'm sorry.
If my dad came to me and was like, Michael, I got to tell you something. I'm an awful man. I couldn't even in a million years imagine that.
And the family photos are all going to be different from now on.
Here's the thing. What do? If your father says that to you?
Okay. Has anybody even heard from Brody Jenner? Have we heard from him at all?
Well, he's one of the kids that will not be participating on the new docuseries following the transition.
They took a photo for that story of all the kids, and he looks probably the most unhappy out of everybody, which I know that doesn't mean anything, but...
According to Gawker, Jenner's older children, Bert, Cassandra, Brandon, and Brody from two marriages prior to the Jenner-Kardashian union have refused to appear on the upcoming E! Reality show that will document Caitlyn's life.
Well, maybe he could be best friends with Brody now.
Yeah.
Wasn't that his show? Hey, so if my father came to me and said that and then went through with it, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't not hang out with your father anymore.
Yeah.
But I would have to just embrace it. And I would have to start introducing him as my hot dad.
Like you go hunting, and he's got a dress on, and now you're up in the high.
There's no way I'm sitting in a box, and I look over, and he's wearing a wig.
And he's
there's
got
no
some lipstick
way.
On.
I think
no
you way. Get into a lot of fights.
Me? No.
Wrestling. What? Not.
I wouldn't. What am I going to get in a fight over?
People making fun of your dad.
Oh, you got to expect it.
But I still think that would annoy you, and you would be like, all right, yeah, good. My dad's a lady now.
No, I would see my dad. I would see a giant lady beating up a lot of people. No, I think...
A lady doesn't do that.
So if your dad did transition and she brought home a man, would that make it weird for you? Because now she's a woman.
What
and
the hell?
The whole scenario's weird.
But Francesca had the full-on operation and never liked dudes, only likes women.
Right.
So,
yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I transitioned.
If my dad turned out he was gay on top of being a woman, I don't think I'd care at that
point. But is it gay if you're now a female? It's not gay.
Yes, it's gay.
I don't think so. If you're a female, you know now
why?
You have the parts
because
of a female.
Except you're, you don't, they didn't change that, did they? Right?
I guess not.
Yeah, they didn't. So at the end of the day,
change anymore.
On the breakdown. Why is Carmen locked downstairs?
She just forgot her pass, so I'm going to go get her so she can bring us our breakfast treats.
Go ahead. She's lucky she got breakfast, or I would just let her stay down there until somebody let her in. Listen to me. I almost want my dad to come out now and say he's going to turn into a woman. I just think it would be so goddamn funny. I would take him to gigs. This is me and my ugly second mother.
Oh, we could do a dating game where we could bring guys or girls in to win a date with your hot dad. Hot mom.
What do you call Bruce Jenner now? Or what do you call, is it their dad?
Well, he even said it's weird. It's awkward for him because there's times where a guy came into Bruce or Caitlin's office and he introduced himself while he was fully dressed as Caitlin, as Bruce. Now, what do you say there? Do you shake his hand or her hand and go, good morning, sir, or good morning? Like, he's introducing himself as Bruce still.
What's up, dog?
I'd have been like, nice legs, dude.
Yeah, no, that's still their father, but I think you would say, this is Caitlin.
You call, hey.
Oh, how do you know Caitlin? Well, right, funny story.
All right, how about when Kylie Jenner gets married?
Who walks her down the aisle?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be Caitlin. Well, who would walk down a woman got married and her father passed and her father was no longer existed? It'd probably be the mother.
Another man. You know,
or uncle or brother or something like that.
Just saying.
Kanye walks
around. But I'm just saying, like how do we refer to him mommy. Now?
Huh? Mommy. If I'm a Brody.
They already have a mother.
She's not really.
But they already have a mother. They already have a mother.
Bruce was.
They already have a mother.
No, but Brody's mom is not Kris Jenner.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they have their mom, whatever, which that's their mom.
And what are they writing Christmas cards? Dear
mommy.
No, but it's their father. Mom. It's not their mother.
It's now a woman.
Have a mother.
Biologically, it is a woman, and now, physically, it's a woman, and she feels like a woman on the inside. The only thing that was a man but it doesn't was matter. What she
the
had
the
below.
Kids, the feeling hasn't changed at all. The kids are still dealing with the same person who is their father. I don't know. This is weird. I got questions. Nick, you're on the Mike Calta show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Nick.
We were watching, me and my family were watching ABC Family this weekend, and they, I guess, have a documentary show about a dad and his son and showing the son's side of it as his dad's transitioning to a woman.
Oh, boy. And how's that kid working? How's it working out for the kid?
He seemed to be a little skeptical of it, but it looks like he's trying to jump on board with it. But just when my kids saw the commercial, we were just like, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I like that they're trying to incorporate this into society, like, as to young people, because the next generation will be prepared for it, and I think it'll make it easier for these people to live happy lives. However, with that being said, it is still going to be terribly awkward for these kids. Like, I was thinking about if I went hunting with my father and we're in a box together and I look over and he's wearing a wig and lipstick,
right?
It would be insane. So as close as I am with my son, and as much as I do with my son, if my son had to look at me now and I'm wearing lipstick, he would mess with his head so bad.
How great is it you're hunting with your dad and he shoots a deer or whatever and goes down to check on it, and you're up in the tree stand, whatever, and he goes, Mike, come down.
No.
Hey, grab my purse.
No.
Yeah. Or he starts crying because he shot a deer.
Or he hits a deer, and he goes, ooh, I hit a deer.
You have audio of Caitlyn Jenner if you want to hear it.
No, do we want to hear? Oh, it's what she sounds like now? Is it her talking?
Yeah.
Very excited. I was probably at the games because I was running away from a lot of things. Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment. The last few days of doing this shoot was about my life and who I am as a person. It's not about the fanfare. It's not about people cheering in the stadium. It's not about going down the street and everybody giving you that a boy, Bruce, pat on the back. This is about your life. Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, he always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. As soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you feel free.
Do you, dude? You get that? You get yours taken and made into lady parts.
Split and tucked.
Do you?
Filleted.
Who do you think tests that out first? It's not a celebrity, right? There's not going to be a celebrity that steps forward and goes, "I was the first one to bang Caitlin."
No, it's so weird, Rob, is that the people that we know that have done it do not rush into having sex about it.
Caitlin will wind up with a woman.
A hot woman.
Caitlin will wind up with a woman.
Maybe a famous woman.
Age-appropriate woman.
You think age-appropriate? I think younger.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, well, not like 20-something, whatever, but Caitlin is what, 60-something, I would imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
30s?
40, 50, mm. somewhere in there probably. Also, Caitlyn Jenner now has Twitter. You saw that, I'm sure.
Yep.
And fastest, most people, over a million within the day, like within a couple hours, I think.
It was like beating, 4 hours.
Yeah, beating President Obama. So
she didn't even tweet, and she was verified. It made me very angry. Like, what did she do to get verified? When,
that's right. And how do you
verify?
How do you verify it? How do we know?
Yeah.
How do we know that it's Caitlyn?
They peaked.
I want to see DNA. Think about this real quick. The Kardashian, just a clan altogether. OJ, associated with him.
Right.
Kanye, associated with him.
Yeah.
Transgendered Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Homemade porno tapes.
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the things.
Kardashian.
That have, yeah, the crack. Kardashian. Who?
Crack. Lamar Odom.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Lamar Odom. I forgot about that.
Sasquatch. 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries.
Oh, that's right.
And this is America's family. When you think of a family in America, who do you think of? The most famous
this
family
is
in America.
Family
Ray
is
J. Don't forget Ray J.
Yeah. It's a sex tape,
That's the Illuminati. It's all in one now.
Those are the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yeah, is what that is. Jesus.
They have Sasquatch in their family. It's insane the amount of power that family has.
Ellen, you're on the mic. Out the show.
The documentary that somebody called in about on ABC Family, I saw the commercials this weekend, and it's a father that's becoming a woman,
right.
And his son or his daughter is becoming a man.
Oh, brother. How old's the daughter?
She looks like she's in her 20s, maybe, and it's a Ryan Seacrest production, and it's called Becoming Us.
He also produces.
You can Google it.
He produces all the Kardashians.
Yeah, so he's
got so much money.
This.
It's unbelievable. That's good though. That's balancing it out.
Do you have kids, Ellen?
I do.
Are they watching that?
I hope not. They're only 9 and 6.
Well, that's what I'm saying. On ABC Family, which is conservative. Do you, if your kid comes across it, it should be anything on ABC Family. Your kid should be able to watch at all times. So, if your kid wants to watch it, what do you say?
It's bedtime.
All right, thank you. I would say let's watch it so that we could talk about the Caitlyn Jenner thing and be like, here's what's happening.
Yeah, you inform your kids. It's not like you watching that is making your kid go, oh, well, now I want to be a lady or a man or whatever the opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think we all know by now that's in the person from the get-go. Like Bruce Jenner said that was him the entire time.
Sure.
Couldn't tell anyone the whole thing, you know, so.
You want to hear something weird?
Weirder.
Guess what Brody Jenner's girlfriend's name is?
Oh, no.
Caitlyn.
Yes, it is. Caitlyn spelled differently. How upset are you now if you're Brody Jenner? My girlfriend has the same name as my dad.
And if you marry her, well, you're not the real Caitlyn Jenner.
Hey, who's on the phone? Caitlyn, my girlfriend or my dad?
Oh, no. Oh, just got that having sex with Caitlyn. Who, your girlfriend or your dad?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, Caitlyn. Oh, yeah.
C with the C. Oh, man. Poor Brody Jenner.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.